A fiscal analysis done by the Partnership for the Public Good estimates Erie County would save over $500,000 a year by passing a solitary confinement reform bill. In turn, New York State would save over $100 million by passing the Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement, or HALT Act. The bill restricts the use of solitary confinement in state jails and prisons and follows international human rights standards. Erie County Legislative Chairwoman April Baskin said it took a couple of years for her to get other county legislators on board to support the bill.
It's sad to say, but in my 2 years of working on this matter locally with a lot of the people that are on the line, I have found that a lot of people who are reluctant to the concept are reluctant so because they just believe that people who are incarcerated are bad people. There's a negative stigma associated with those who are incarcerated.
In the prison system, Black and brown people make up the majority of inmates.
Those of us that do this work in the justice system know that there are systemic barriers that lead to our robust incarceration system, and it is unjustly, disproportionately, racially impacted, mostly in communities that are impoverished, communities that are overlooked, and communities that are of color.
Proponents of the bill, which has support across the state, hope to see the bill pass in the next legislative session in January. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.